To California now, where a polarizing lawsuit goes to trial tomorrow, at issue whether job protections for public school teachers undermine students' constitutional right to an adequate education. The students and parents who filed the lawsuit say it could provide a model for challenging teacher protection laws in other states. But to unions and state officials, all the lawsuit does is demonize teachers. NPR's Eric Westervelt has the story.
The crux of Vergara versus California is whether retaining ineffective teachers violates students' constitutional right to equality of education. The suit aims to overturn California laws the plaintiffs say make it extremely hard, if not impossible, to fire bad teachers. 12-year-old Daniela Martinez is one of the plaintiffs. Her mother, Karen, says incompetent teachers undermined her daughter's early education.
My daughter cried every day to get her to school. She couldn't read, so she was frustrated. The teachers that she had at that time didn't take the time to help her to learn, to help her figure out basic simple things, pronunciations. I mean, being prepared in class to teach her students, that's what you're there for. That's your job.
All the teachers and administrators told us, Martinez says, was get a tutor. Martinez has six other children. Her husband's a trucker. She says we're a lower-income family. We couldn't afford a tutor. The lawsuit argues that five state laws, including teacher tenure after 18 months and a last-in, first-out layoff policy, ignore teacher quality and allow weak teachers to keep teaching. And the lawsuit alleges that these education statutes disproportionately affect minority and low-income students. Ted Boutros, a lead attorney for the plaintiffs, calls it the dance of the lemons.
Many of the grossly ineffective teachers with seniority are shunted off to the lower income and minority districts that often are viewed as less desirable positions. Then when the layoffs come, the more junior teachers are laid off first, which ends up leaving a higher proportion of what we call grossly ineffective teachers. And so it's really a vicious circle.
The lawsuit is sponsored by Students Matter, a nonprofit founded by Silicon Valley entrepreneur David Welch. Its backers see the case as a possible model for taking on similar statutes in other states they say protect bad teachers at the expense of kids. So the national unions have their eyes on this case too. Right now it's being opposed by top state officials and two California teachers unions. They argue the suit will undermine due process and lead to arbitrary dismissals. Randy Weingarten is president of the American Federation of Teachers. She says the suit makes teachers scapegoats for much bigger problems.
They decided instead to go after individual teacher rights in the guise of helping children. Instead of working on fighting segregation, on fighting for equity, what this group of lawyers are doing is actually just trying to strip individual teachers' rights away.
Or as one education professor once put it, America can't fire its way to Finland, which famously outperforms U.S. students on standardized tests. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, San Francisco.
You're listening to NPR News.